I'm back. I'm going to start today's episode off with a contest. Now, I have been working on doing different Primaris teams for Kill Team as Kill Teams, but been working on them as Heretic Astartes or Astrades or whatever the hell you want to talk it. I did Iron Warriors. I'm going to work on a... Oh, God. I forgot what the name there was. Anyway, Night Lords. But I found out I'm going to have too many Primaris Space Marines. I'm enjoying myself. So if you want a team of four to five Primaris Space Marines painted in the Heretic color, go ahead and send me an email at SeanHammer9@yahoo.com. Label it Chaos Primaris. Tell me what you think, what you'd like to see, any ideas you have, and I'll pick the best suggestion and do the other half of the Reaver box that I have for someone who might want to have some painted Primaris. Well, that is that. What have I been doing since yesterday, basically? Working on a troll for Blood Bowl and going through the internet, and I've been finding a very, very alarming amount of people going through saying, so since Malifaux's dead, and what podcast can I listen to if I'm going to get here's some Malifaux content? And I was just like thinking to myself, that really pissed me off. You know, Malifaux's not dead. Now, granted, we're going through edition change, and I kind of wish it would have happened after Adepticon, and they would have got all their shit together sooner, but I understand they're in business, and they were really posting the whole, pushing the whole through the breach, even though their main game it has been Malifaux. Now, like I said, they could have done it better, but with the release, we are not looking at having to buy anything. They're saying it's supposed to be free. Free the first day when it comes down. They'll tell us how to get cards. Unfortunately, there's a few things that have changed. But as for the players, they just need to realize the game's not dead. The game's not non-playable. The game's not at a point where it won't or can't run, contests or anything. The game is just waiting for its next elevation. Now, you should be still playing it. You should be painting it. Everything. I mean, they are not going to reinvent the wheel. They're not going to change combat system. They're not going to change a lot of anything. They're going to take out some vantage point bull crap. You're going to change maybe the run and charge. Maybe the walk and charge. Sure, they change the cards and it blows, especially if you have all the cards and all the sleeves and everything. It's just, it's going to be a change. And this isn't the first time we've seen it. Or maybe it is if you're new to Malifaux. But initially, the cards were bigger in first edition, 1.5. They could do a lot more. It's a little bit more bloodier. So, this third edition should be fun. It's going to take some getting used to. But I don't think it's a dead game. And you shouldn't treat it as that way either. Keep playing Malifaux. Because it's Malifaux third edition is going to play like 85% second edition. That's what I'm saying. We're going to see some changes. We're going to see some new stuff. Sure, we're going to see less conditions, but they're actually not less because what would have been this label condition here and this label condition there, they're the same thing, but they just put together as one. So they're taking away a little bit of confusing parts. Let's see. Of course, we'll get some new masters, so that's always good. Conditions and tokens. They've been reduced down to 11 conditions. So, what we can do when we start thinking how can we prepare, more importantly, for Malifaux, is we can say, okay, what can I keep in mind when I make my crews now? We're going to have some models that switch factions. It's inevitable. Certain things are going to be able to use with others, and some that aren't. There's certain things that we'll say, my big pet peeve is every guild player, when you're not playing Perdita, taking Francisco. I was just like, why? That's a bunch of bull. Taking henchmen, I'm taking totems that aren't your totems. You know, not a lot's going to change. You're going to get free master. Now you get a free totem. And now we're going to have these things that are, keywords and they're going to have benefits. And that's going to be pretty exciting. It kind of reminds me of HeroClix. When you play a theme team, you get a bonus for playing nothing but that team. I think that's cool. So as you're playing now, think about how that will change. Look at your crew. Look when you're sitting there. Okay, I'm playing, let's say I'm playing McCabe. And I've got McCabe and I got my dogs because I got the little dog, whatever the name is. And she makes it so she gives Guild of Hounds some bonuses. Okay, so it's like, okay, that's themey, so I can, maybe that's going to be a thing, and then go ahead and go through my stuff. I'll play Wastrels, I'll play Things with the Black Sheep. Stick to, right now, the keywords on the cards already. That's the closest I can tell you that I think how we are going to see this change. Now, we will see less, like I said, taking this with that and that with this. We'll see where it goes. Unfortunately, there is a few changes for a couple masters that I'd rather not have, but oh well. They are not illegal for games, but they're called the Dead Man's Hand. If I get to it. Okay. They are Lilith, Ryle Hoffman, Nicodem, and Victor Ramos, and Kaladi. These guys here, you won't be able to play in tournaments, but you can still play for fun. They will be available and have cards for 3rd edition, and you can play them for fun. So if you're going to stay with tournament playing and everything, avoid the Dead Man's Hand. All your 2nd edition models will work. A lot of models will be changing factions, so there is a list of things that you can prepare yourself on there. On the weirdgames.net, they got a great thing that you can go through and check out everything, who to go there, and what masters, you know, going to be here, what's there. The new thing is, will be the thematic crews. If all the keywords match, the crew gets a bonus, and if you hire somebody that doesn't have a faction keyword that shares with the rest of it, it'll cost 1 soulstone more. So it's kind of like, even though your guild, and I want to play that Francisco Ortega, but I'm not playing, you know, the family. If I want him, I got to pay 1 more. It counts as a mercenary, so to speak. And there is no mercenary models anymore that anyone can hire. Let's see. Mercenaries are, yep, they're no longer in the game. Still have upgrades. I've heard that Paralyze and Reactivate aren't on the list of conditions, so we don't have to worry about them anymore. Still no rules, and it won't be for avatars. Elevation, the vantage point is gone. Masters don't get a soulstone cash anymore. That's the one thing we're going to have to get used to. And it's also soulstones in the crew pool at the start of the game are, you have soulstones left by basically what you didn't spend. Promo characters are getting cards. And there will be some, you know, pass tokens, and jokers are still there, and they're changing a little bit for game balance. But all that said, only thing that's going to change is, you might see some masters that their cards are different, and they're generally the same stats and everything they do. So my advice to you, if those guys sitting there and they want to say that Malifaux's a dead game or such, play it. You bought it. You painted it. It is your game. They're just trying to make it easier for everybody. Now, if you do want to stop and you don't know what to do, go ahead and paint the models that you've been waiting on. There's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, when you can get, you know, you can get stuff painted that's been sitting on the shelf for a while, it gives you some, consider this off time to do a little bit extra stuff. Let's see. I kind of lost my wound place. But anyway, yeah, I've been thinking the same things a little too. I have a whole case filled with many, 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 many Painted Crews. And I haven't been playing as much because I don't want to sit here and play them and have to learn a new way to play them. We might have to, in some aspect, learn a different way to play them, but not a new way. But our masters are still going to be our masters. Like Jack Dawes, my favorite. He's going to still run around with the Tormented. And my crazy cat lady, she's still going to have their cats and the Stolen and everything like that. My biggest thing is that I was worried about their special edition crews, if they would actually have... I was just worried about the stat card. Sorry about the phone call. For the special edition crews, but now that's settled, I was just like, why am I not playing this game already? Yeah, sure, I got in a kill team, and now I picked up another skirmish game, and I picked up a mass war game, which I had, kind of, so I just rebased them, King's War. I was just like, but Manival is going to be my favorite game. The dynamic is going to be there, the characteristics are going to be there. It's just getting spruce. Now, I wish they did a little bit better. There could have been a better way to do it, because Adepticon's not going to have anything M3 in it, I don't think, except for maybe learning how to play. So, I don't know. So, Adepticon's out of my wheelhouse this year anyway. I've had some... Not going to worry about it. I think I'm going to be talked into going Gen Con or Origins. Do some True Dungeon. But, yeah, we'll see. But... Malifaux, Weird could have did a better job. Like, they were going to announce, this is one I think I was hoping for, they announced that they were doing a new pony crew for the Ulix. I was like, cool. So, like, I got granddaughters, they love, like, My Little Ponies, and this is how I'm going to get my granddaughter to play Malifaux. I thought for sure it would have had stat cards used for M3 and M2 in it. I was bummed, highly bummed by that. So I think Weird kind of dropped the ball on that a little bit, but it is what it is. But don't stop playing. The game is not dead, and keep the lore up. Keep, you got any questions you want me to go over, even a freaking crew right now, I'll go over it, what I have available, and maybe what I think they're going to change. Just shoot me email at SeanHammer, the number 9 at yahoo.com. I mean, you could be like, oh, Sean, you know, we were thinking about McMorning and how they might change him. What do you think? We could bullshit this, brainstorm basically what's going on. I don't know. I'm not playtesting because I can't keep my mouth shut. I don't want to get no cease and desist letter. But that's about it. So we're going to take a small break here. And I'm going to go through two of the smaller groups in the Kill Team book. One will be Deathwatch. The other will be Grey Knights. And we'll go through and talk about my displeasure on the Deathwatch. Anyway, so let's take a small little break, and we'll get back to you here in a moment.
baby is born, crying out for attention. The memories fade like looking through a fog mirror. Decisions to decisions are made, not born unborn. This one it hurt a lot, I guess not. Control yourself, take only what you need from it. Trees wanted to be haunted. Control yourself, take only what you need from it.
In the Death Watch, Space Marine chapters, or whatever you wish to call them, and for as much as they have, they got very limited troop choices to take. I'm going to start with Grand Knights first, because I got a little bit of rambling and stuff. Let's see, Army Special Rules, they have none. They got Cyborg Ammunition for a tactic, you know, it's cute little four tactics you can take outside the normal skill tree. Stats are 6 for movement, 3 for weapon skill, 3 for ballistic skill, 4 for strength and toughness, 1 wound, 1 attack, 7 leadership, 3 plus save. The Justicar gets a 2 attacks and a 8 leadership. Let's see, these guys, let's see. You got some special weapons that they go on with everything. It's just generally the weapons that you're looking at. It's nothing really too much of a home about. Incinerator with a flamer weapon, silencer, heavy 6, 4 strength, D3 wounds, side cannon 24 inches, heavy 4, strength 7, negative 1, AP 1 damage. Psych out grenades, each time you roll to hit with 6 plus for this weapon, when targeting a psychic or a demon, the target suffers a mortal wound instead of its normal damage. Now these guys have this special thing called, for their abilities, well of course they have those and no fear because they're space marines. They get the transhuman physiology, and the rites of banishment, so whenever you do Cybolt, psychic power, which they, like the Zinch can do this. So it gives you another controlling aspect of the game because you can have something to do in the psychic phase. But if the Cybolt is successfully manifested and target is a demon, the target suffers D3 mortal wounds, even if the result of the psychic test was not 11. And they are demon hunters. This model attacks any demons in the fight phase. You can reroll failed wounds for those attacks. That sounds pretty badass, doesn't it? Let's just talk about something for a minute. Where the hell are the demons? I mean, you're going to throw in a kill team, Grey Knights, just so you can sell the models and or make people happy. But you're not going to include any demons in your book. I mean, I'm going to go look through. I mean, yeah, let's just say you got marks. No one's got a demon. You got marks there. Let's see. Let's go over here. Let's go. No, not seeing demon. There's no demons in the book. I don't even know if there's demons in any of the supplements that came after this. So, unfortunately, the Grand Knights are overcosted. 18 points for Bare Naked Mitt on model, 19 for Gunner, and 19 for Justicar. With all these special abilities done at demons, and right now we have no demons in the game. They don't even get their little jump troop that they're supposed to have, or, you know, let Justicar be the only guy that has a Terminator armor. So I think that these guys got boned on unit selection. And let's not forget the fact is that these are only, right now, the only Space Marine chapter in the whole book that can't take Primaris Marines. And that's a big deal, because with two wounds, the Primaris Marine stands, no pun intended, head and shoulders above the other. But, I mean, two wounds is pretty damn crucial. So, I give two thumbs down in the Grey Knights, and Death Watch, I give them two thumbs up. They're fun. I mean, who doesn't like the Death Watch? I mean, I come from different chapters, and I do this, and I can have my cool silver shoulder bed, and I can have all the special ammunition that comes with every model that has a bolter of any type. The special ammunitions go from Dragonfire Bolt with adding plus one hit rolls, Hellfire rounds, but you always wound on 2+, a Kraken Bolt, which is, extend your range, your AP, well, you, extend your range, and your AP becomes one better, and Vengeance rounds, you set a track 3 from your range, and if it's pistol or whatever, blah, blah, and the AP becomes really better. So this is the option given out to all us Death Watch veterans. The only four tactics, I didn't buy the Death Watch box, so I don't know if there's any more. I imagine there is, but they got four. One, the rival chapters, which basically when you're doing combat with another, within a line of sight of one of your own characters, you get like, you know, your bravado, you say, haha, look at this, it's kind of like a Gimli Legolas thing. Only in death does duty end, that's pretty cool. Before the models take off action, and, you know, summons the strength for one final attack, it can be either do a shooting attack or melee attack, so that's pretty cool. They got the Decapitation Doctrine, giving you a reroll against enemy leaders, and Hellfire Shell, when this tactic chooses your model kill team, shoot a heavy bolter, or bolter profile, what, all that bolter shit. Subtracting one of her hits, the target suffers D3 mortal wounds instead of the normal damage. So, it's a little bit unnecessary for the weapons at this point. Pretty much basic Marine stats, just like the Grey Knights. Except the Watch Sergeant has a leadership of 9. All the other guys have a leadership of 8. So, here's another thing that the freaking Grey Knights got bummed out of. Is better leadership. Save of 3+. You can have a black shield, which basically is a dude run around with. You can have a shield and give him, I guess, give him a storm shield for 3+ invulnerable save. You can reroll failed charge rolls for the black shield. You have one of those guys, and you can have one watch sergeant. These guys have this special issue ammunition, no, so not no fear, transhuman physiology. Here's what ticks me off. I don't think, I know I'm going to go off here in a minute. I don't like the side cannon. I mean, the frag cannon. I think it's too overpowered. 2d6, strength 6, negative 1 AP wounds that automatically hit targets at long range, or assault 2 if you're underneath. I think it's too powerful. It really is. And I think with the automatic, it automatically hits. It's just too damn OP, that weapon itself. The Marines themselves, I like the special ammunition. They're just Marines in the most part. I'm saying, where is my my Cassius kill team? Where's my Psyker that I can have, and where's my Biker, and where's my jump troops and or my Terminator, so I can use these cool models that I got from Games Workshop. Let's get on that, GW. But the side cannon, I mean the frag cannon, I think it's just too overpowered. And I'm going to bitch all day until nothing's going to change, especially when you get do it in Overwatch, it automatically hits. Bullshit. I don't think anything should automatically hit for Overwatch. It should require a 6, just like the rule says, regardless of any modifiers or such, but it is what it is. Let's see. But what makes me most upset about the Death Watch is this. You are alien hunting Inquisitor-led Space Marines who have been doing this for a while, and you're taking honor guard from each chapter to fill your ranks so you can go alien hunting on sport. That's all cool. Primaris Marines are relatively new. I think in 40K fluff, they haven't been around long. I don't think they should be have a doctrine to accept Death Watch. And, I mean, to be in Death Watch, but apparently Death Watch can have Primaris Marines and Grey Knights cannot. I don't know how I feel about that. I think it's lazy writing, lazy rules, for that matter. Maybe we'll see more Marine thing in the future. Perhaps different, like, Blood Angels and different crap like that. Here's my goal. I mean, here's my point. If you're doing Death Watch, by the box, you get a good amount of models, you will get more tactic cards. And you get the already made up team cards, which I'm a big fan of. So I'm always pro kill team box. I don't know. I just, with regular Marines, I bought the Space Marine one with Space Wolves. I feel they're pretty sufficient. There's not a lot of there's no demons to play. There's no demons to play on Grey Knights against, and they fell short with Death Watch by not giving them point upgrades to go with the different aliens. So, I mean, one's alien hunters, one's demon hunters. They both should have the hunting ability against their major enemy. So, yeah, that's that. I'll cover them. That's really quick. The only one selection in the book you can take for either of them. I know going on Facebook and putting it out there, you know, who's your favorite kill teams and who you feel is most overpowered. A lot of people say Tau and Gene Stealer Cult are the most fun, the ones that they enjoy playing. And most people say that Thousand Sons and Death Watch are most overpowered. So I don't know. There's a few towels sprinkled out in there, but I guess Thousand Sons, I get it. Not so much as I would say the Nurgle, I think, are more, but it is what it is. That's not my opinion. It's your guys's. Let's see. I'm going to leave you that today. This will probably be the last recording before Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah, if you happen to flow that way. And, see, I don't know what holds next. I will do Vanguard coming up. Secret Santa gift. I hope I get what I asked for, and I'll cover that in a little bit more detail in the podcast to that. And if you don't hear me before, happy holidays. Song I'll leave you is Avatar, Let It Burn, and have yourself a good time. Remember, you're not having fun. Stop playing the game.